And so this is a brand new path that they've installed for walkers.
So what's the evidence that trees and tree planting can help reduce the chances of flooding? I've come to meet Dr. Nick Chappell from Lancaster University's Environment Centre. He's been specialising in work on rainfall and flood processes for the last 25 years. And we've come to the River Lune near Lancaster, which was very badly affected by flooding during Storm Desmond last year.
It will certainly make a difference if enough people are able to plant trees in the landscape. So we're not talking about huge forest estates. We're talking about small coppices, more hedgerows, rows, small blocks of trees in the landscape dotted down the riversides, on the moorlands and so on. Added together, these do have an effect, and we're starting to show that with our models.
And so the tree planting at Swindale Beck that the RSPB has going on at the moment, I mean, will that really help prevent flooding further downstream?
Obviously, the main benefits will come when those trees are mature, fully established in the landscape. But we're working at the moment with the Woodlands Trust in the headwaters here at the Lune on the Tea Bay Common. And we're actually seeing within 2 years that just fencing off areas and establishing longer grasses is actually trapping overland flow. And with some of our instruments, we're actually seeing, even with juvenile trees only 2 years old, there are changes in the permeability. The soils are able to take a little bit more water. So if you have enough of that around the landscape, we can make an impact.
70% of UK land is agricultural, so encouraging farmers and landowners that planting trees isn't a waste of time and money is crucial.